And welcome back in to GameDaySportsRadio.com on a Thursday morning. Boji Wood coming to you live from the GameDaySportsRadio.com studios just south of Atlanta, Georgia. And it's time we're going to have to move our Inside the Numbers show to Thursday this week because of some travel restrictions that put on Mike Bernard. We'll bring Mike in just a second. But first, I want to remind you that Inside the Numbers each and every week brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Auto Home Life Property, and many other products to make your life go right. Call or visit your local State Farm agent to find out how State Farm can help you in the Birmingham, Alabama market. Contact Larry McIntosh at 205-663-3119. Located at 2685 Pelham Parkway, Larry and his staff are ready to serve you and your family. Contact Larry today at 205-663-3119 and get State Farm on your team. State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Now let's bring in Mike Bernard from OTM Sports based out in Las Vegas. Mike, appreciate you adjusting your schedule to be with us here on a Thursday. And, hey, it's a great deal. We've just got Inside the Numbers one day early.
That's right. Good to be with you as always. It's Championship Saturday.
It is. It is Championship Saturday. And, of course, we're going to get it kicked off tomorrow night with the MAC title game and also the Pac-12 title game. But first, before we get into the games, Mike, now the CFP rankings, of course, they come out and we really kind of, I think a third grader could probably, after last week, could have probably ranked the first six or seven teams this week. Obviously Alabama wasn't going to move. Clemson wasn't going to move. Notre Dame wasn't going to move. Georgia jumped up. And then you have Oklahoma and Ohio State, right behind them. And really the dominoes are just set up to fall with the wins and losses on Championship Saturday. And where everyone is going to be jockeying for position. I think regardless of what happens, unless there is just major upsets, Notre Dame's going to stay at either number three or, again, if Clemson or Alabama should fall, they may move up to two. But, they're going to be in that two and three spot. I think the other three teams are going to fit in there, depending upon who wins. They could go anywhere. But – aside from the rankings, though, what does Vegas think about these teams that are ranked one through six or seven who have a legitimate shot at falling into the top four but by weekend's end?
Right. And I've tried to I've talked to other people on other shows, and you and I have talked off the air. And basically the easiest way to explain it is Vegas has three tiers of teams. You have Alabama at number one, Clemson at number two, Georgia at number three. Those are all tiers. Alabama's a clear-cut one for Vegas, Clemson two, Georgia three. Then numbers four through seven are all within a point or two of each other. And remember, this is using a hypothetical point spread of team versus team on a neutral site. And teams four through seven are Ohio State, Michigan, Notre Dame, and Oklahoma, and then 8 through 11, which really don't have any shot of getting in the top four, would be LSU, Washington, and maybe a tie with Central Florida and Florida. That's, again, from Vegas' standpoint, as far as who would be favored on a neutral site.
Well, yeah, and like you said, 8 through 11 is just a pat on the back. Hey, nice job. Appreciate you participating this year. Sorry it didn't work out. Here's your parting gifts. But now let's look at some of the different scenarios that we could have. And I've discussed this on several shows earlier this week. And obviously Alabama and Georgia, that's the marquee game on Saturday. That is the game that could actually cause the most head scratching when trying to fill out this Final Four. Because Alabama is basically, and I believe what you've told me earlier this week, right at a two-touchdown favorite. Does that still hold?
Right. They opened at 12, and now they're anywhere from 13 to 14.
Okay, so Alabama, again, basically just a two-touchdown favorite over Georgia. So I'm looking at this, and you'll be proud of me now because I'm kind of trying to look at games from your approach too, as far as different scores and everything. So now the way that I look at this, that obviously if Alabama wins, and again, well, another scenario, depending upon what, if Oklahoma and or Ohio State win, then if Alabama wins, I think Georgia's out, okay. But let's just say that Georgia wins by 7. Well, in my mind right now, and again, I may be thinking this all wrong, but in my mind right now, that's a 21-point win for Georgia. I mean, am I wrong or am I correct on that?
Well, they would cover the point spread by 21 points, but here's another way to explain it. If Alabama, right now Vegas has Alabama 1 and Georgia 3.
Uh-huh.
If either team wins by one score and doesn't go out there and just play awful, in Vegas's eyes, those teams aren't going to change.
Well, see, that was my question. That was kind of what I was getting at. If Georgia wins by 7, now does Vegas say, wow, you know, Georgia's, 21 points, they actually beat Alabama by 21 points because Alabama was a 2-touchdown favorite. So that's not really the way you guys look at it out there. You still look at that as a nip-tuck game if Georgia just wins by 7.
That's right. And let's go back to, remember last year Auburn beat Georgia? And they beat them handily. And then Georgia beat Auburn handily. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's very tough to beat a good team 2 times in the same year. So if you look at the first game, you say, oh, Auburn is a much better team because they beat Georgia handily. And then if you look at the second game, Georgia beats them handily. But on that, they play that one time, Alabama and Georgia this year. Well, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's basically if Georgia beats Alabama – in Atlanta, and they were to play again, Alabama would still be favored the second time, even if Georgia won the first time.
Wow. Okay. All right. Now that's surprising to me, in that aspect. Okay. Let's just say though, again, if Alabama wins, again, depending upon what happens with Oklahoma, Ohio State, Georgia's out. If either the Buckeyes or the Sooners win, Georgia's out. I believe.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So. But let's just say that Georgia beats Alabama by, say, 14 to 17 points, plus 2 touchdowns plus, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does Alabama still fall to number 4? And, again, I'm basing this off of the assumption that either Oklahoma or Ohio State or both of them have won. And Georgia beats Alabama by 2 or more touchdowns. Does Alabama fall all the way down to number 5 and either Ohio State or Oklahoma jump up to that 4th spot?
You're talking about the committee, not Vegas, right?
Committee, yes. The committee, not Vegas.
Okay, yeah, because a lot of times you and I talk on shows and I'll talk on other shows and we're talking about 3 different things. So what the committee does, how Vegas sees the teams, and then some people, you and I, will debate the fairness of whether you're going to have the best 4 teams or the teams that are most deserving. Mm-hmm. I think, in my opinion, based off what I've seen from the committee, and I've liked Notre Dame all year, but Notre Dame is not in the top 4 in Vegas, but that doesn't matter right now because I think they've solidified a top 4 spot. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to mention that just to show that Vegas and the committee disagree from that standpoint. As far as would Alabama drop out, I think a lot of people, there was a lot of backlash last year for the committee of Alabama getting in. And even Alabama winning at all, it still didn't take away the negativity of that. And I think that's going to play in. And I think there was a lot of outcry about, hey, conference champions got left out. And I think the committee would leave Alabama out. In this situation, of course, Vegas would still have them in the top 4 easily.
Right, but again, we're not talking about Vegas right now. We're talking simply the playoff rankings. But you and I can agree that if Georgia beats Alabama by 2+ touchdowns, and Oklahoma and or Ohio State win, Alabama's out. From a college football ranking standpoint.
I think the committee would leave them out mm-hmm. unless, I mean, look, Ohio State is playing Northwestern.
Right.
Oklahoma's playing Texas. They could leave them in, but I think that the human element of it, the committee might, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to take that backlash again, and I think they might leave them out.
Mike, I look at the Ohio State-Oklahoma deal like this. I actually think, and you mentioned that Ohio State, of course, playing the Wildcats of Northwestern. I think Oklahoma has the best shot and the best argument. And I'm saying even if Georgia just wins by a field goal or what have you, I know there's a very good possibility Alabama will only drop to number four. But in my mind, I think that Oklahoma then should be that number four team based upon this. If they go out and they totally take care of business against Texas, because I think you and I both agree that both Texas and Northwestern are pretty average football teams.
Yes.
They have some very impressive wins on their resume this year. But overall, they're average teams. Now, Oklahoma, of course, losing to Texas in the Red River Shootout cost Mike Stoops his job. Kyler Murray did everything he could do to win the football game for Oklahoma, and Mike Stoops and that defense couldn't get one stop, not one. And so my thought process is if Oklahoma goes in, takes care of business in a big-time way versus Texas, then they've got a legitimate gripe that, hey, we're just like Georgia last year, except Texas just beat us on a last-second field goal. Auburn totally demolished Georgia. And when Auburn played Georgia in the championship game, Auburn didn't have their best running back. And if I'm not mistaken, the committee is supposed to take injuries into consideration. So Georgia beat Auburn impressively by two touchdowns in the SEC championship game last year, and the committee thought that was an impressive win, even though Auburn didn't have their best running back. Well, from what I know and what I've read, and Oklahoma and Texas are both as healthy as you can be at this time of year. So if Oklahoma goes in and they beat Texas, regardless of what Ohio State does against Northwestern, I look at it as Oklahoma has avenged their only loss, and I think they have a legitimate complaint as a one-loss Power 5 conference champion that we deserve that fourth spot.
Yeah, and look, I can understand the argument from every team, every conference, but in my opinion, the Big 12 is the worst Power 5 team by far. I have the Pac-12 ahead of it. The ACC was down. I have them ahead of the Big 12. And if you look at Oklahoma's schedule, we both know their defense is horrific.
Right.
But if you look at their schedule, they didn't go out and play a Ohio State like they've done in the past. They played UCLA. It's not their fault UCLA was down. But the fact of the matter is if you're, you know, Auburn lost to Georgia in the title game 28-7 or 21-7. Mm-hmm. But they had already beaten them. I understand that's the argument they're going to make. I see that Ohio State will make their argument. Oklahoma, if Alabama loses, they'll make their argument. To be honest with you, I wouldn't want to be on that committee when it's only four teams. If it's eight, it's a piece of cake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree with you there. And we can let the number 9 and 10 argue about why they should be number 8. And but again, I totally agree with you. If we have 8 teams, and hopefully after the contract expires next season, when we go into, oh gosh, what would that be, the 2021 college football season, I hope that at that point in time, I hope we do have 8 teams. Okay, well, now you said something interesting there. So Ohio State, Oklahoma. And again, let's just go ahead and make this easy, that Alabama, you know, beats Georgia convincingly. So Georgia is out. Two losses, and let's just say both of them, going back to the LSU loss, both of them come by, you know, 3 or more touchdowns. Then there's no argument, again, that Georgia falls out and they're not in the top 4. So we've got Ohio State, Oklahoma, again, the assumption that both of them win. Ohio mm-hmm. State, they take on Northwestern, and a scrappy Northwestern team that has been known to play very good defense this year at times against some very good offenses. So let's just say that Ohio State gets by Northwestern 14, and let's say that Oklahoma gets by Texas by 14. Who do you think is the better team? Now, well, let me phrase the question like this. Who does Vegas say then would be the better team? But who do you personally think the College Football Playoff Committee is going to put there in that fourth spot between those two teams?
Vegas has Ohio State ranked higher than Oklahoma, and so do I. And I wouldn't have thought that maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, because Ohio State looked really apathetic and they didn't look like a championship caliber team, but they pulled it together and they routed Michigan. As far as the committee, I think it goes back to what you and I talked about last week. The team that was in the fifth spot is going to have the decided advantage, and right now that's Oklahoma. I think the biggest reason is the same reason Ohio State got left out last year. They had a blowout loss at Kinnick Stadium to Iowa, and this year they have a blowout loss to Purdue.
Yeah, and especially since Purdue finished 6-6, Iowa was actually, what were they last year, 8-4, what have you? So, you know, they actually had a little bit better record than Purdue has this year, even though I think you would agree with this. Purdue's a pretty good football team, even at 6-6.
They're really good.
Yep, and I think it, and kind of off the little sidebar, think it very telling that Jeff Brohm decided to stay at Purdue and not go back to his alma mater at Louisville. I think that kind of tells you which direction he thinks Purdue's headed.
Yeah, he likes his spot. He likes that, it's a Big Ten school. I think he can get bigger contracts, and then he doesn't have the pressure. Look, that Louisville team is in disarray. Yep. So that's a big task, and I think he just decided to pass on it.
Mike, as always, you and I can get off on any number of tangents here and run with them, but let's get back to this college football rankings. So, again, Alabama number one, they win, no question what happens. I think right now Clemson, Notre Dame, again, I mean, anything can happen, not disrespecting the Pitt team, but I think Clemson takes care of business against the Panthers. And, of course, Notre Dame, they'll take care of business sitting in South Bend eating popcorn and watching all these games. So I think, you know, those are your those are 2 and 3 are kind of wrapped up. As crazy as it sounds, I think, you know, the discussion is 1 and 4. And man, it's going to be a great weekend. And between the if we just have one upset, and the one upset has either got to be Pitt or Georgia beating Alabama, if we just have one upset, the scenarios are going to go crazy.
Yeah, it'll be like last year. It'll be all up in the air. And it could be, but I don't see a scenario where it's clear cut unless – one of either the Ohio State or Oklahoma lose and the other one wins, then it's clear cut.
Yeah, I was going to say just about anything. As long as Alabama and Clemson win, of course, Notre Dame doesn't play. So, but as long as Alabama and Clemson win, the hot topic is just going to be, just like last year, who's going to get that four spot?
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see. And look, you know, Alabama beat every opponent by 20 points or more, and they're only favored by 13 or 14, so it makes you wonder.
Right. Hey, we've got to wrap up this segment here on Inside the Numbers. Take a break, and we'll be right back. We're going to get into the championship games, and we'll break those down with Mike Bernard right here on Inside the Numbers.